It's Here and Now. Tyler Perry, the prolific African-American actor and director, has two new shows on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Both programs, Love Thy Neighbor and The Haves and the Have-Nots, initially attracted a record number of viewers for the network, and both attracted the attention of Washington Post financial columnist Michelle Singletary. A financial column for TV shows? Let's find out why as we welcome Michelle back to Here and Now. So what are you seeing in these shows that put them in your column?
Well, you know, as I was watching them, all I saw was money. You know,
or lack of it.
Or the lack of it. There was lots of discussion about the haves and the have-nots, the rich. And, you know, as I watched it, I thought, you know, these are a lot of lessons for the people that I write for and I deal with on a regular basis on, you know, are we watching what we are actually seeing in our communities?
Right.
And so that's why I wanted to write the column to say, you know, money is a central character in the two shows.
Well, let's start with the haves and the have-nots. It focuses on a rich white Southern family and their black maid and her family. It's got sex and deceit and blackmail between rich and poor, black and white. The tagline for the have and have nots is the rich get richer and the poor get even. And you have some stats about the income gap.
He does have it right that the haves are definitely getting more and the have-nots are getting less. You know, the average net worth of households in the upper 7% of the wealth distribution chain increased now 28% during the first 2 years of the nation's economic recovery. On the other hand, households in the lower 93 percentile saw a 4% drop in their wealth.
Let's see how that's demonstrated in one of the scenes. Candace Young is the estranged daughter of the black maid. She seems to be willing to do anything to get money and leave her past behind. And here she visits her mother, Hannah, who works for this wealthy white crier family. Candace goes into the owner's bedroom and starts looking through their things very longingly.
She has clothes with tags still on them. This is so unfair. I want to live like this.
Get that woman's jewelry off your hands. You will never have a house like this.
I didn't say I want a house like this. I want this house.
Let me tell you something, little girl. Whatever you are planning is going to backfire in your face. You keep on playing in the deep end, and you're going to drown. Now, I'm going to tell you one more time to get your butt out of this woman's bedroom before I drag you out. You hear?
You get fired.
And whipping your ass will be worth it.
Michelle Singletary, that is a serious scene.
It's a very serious scene. And here's the thing. You know, she has a lot of envy about what other folks have. And we see a lot of that playing out, black or white. People see others with so much and they want that and they do it at all costs, like going into debt and living beyond their means just so that they can have what they think is really wealth. But it's really not. It's just stuff.
Meanwhile, Candace is working as an escort to pay for law school and take care of her baby. Her brother, he wants to hit the lottery. And you write about the mother's response. She talks about the house.
That's right. Well, you know, what drives Candace is she wants so much, so that drives a lot of her bad decisions. And the mother, in an effort to protect her assets from creditors, puts her house in her son's name. Well, then he then refinances the house and puts the house in jeopardy. And I always tell parents, don't do that. I mean, you should never put your house in someone else's name, because then this is what happens. He mortgaged her house and they almost lost it, as all this stuff plays out in the show. And you see so many bad decisions being made on everybody's part.
So you don't see, as some of the critics do, Tyler Perry making fun of these people?
You know, I actually don't. And I'm African American. And because I'm a financial anthropologist, when I watch the show, I think, oh, I could play that scene for audiences and I can point out what they're doing and why they're doing it and why this is wrong. Because there are a lot of Kansas out there. They may not be, you know, seducing rich men or working as prostitutes, but they are so angry that they grew up poor, that they're making a lot of bad decisions.
Well, Tyler Perry himself grew up poor in New Orleans. He says he's been both a have and a have not. And he pokes fun at both the haves and the have-nots. There's the new money black family, the Harringtons. David Harrington is a judge. His best friend is the wealthy and white Jim Cryer, who employs the black maid. Jim Cryer is also a judge. And in this scene, David tells Jim that Jim should run for governor.
I had lunch with the governor yesterday. You know it's his last term.
So did he ask you? Did he ask you to run?
No. He said it's too soon. He said the state's not ready for an African-American governor.
So who do they want to run?
They want you to run. We really should consider this. We could take
this. We have a problem.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
What are you talking about?
Candace. I called her. She came over. We had sex. We said goodbye. Then I come to my house. My daughter introduces me to her new friend from school, and her new friend from school is Candace, the escort. And now she's trying.
She's trying to what?
Blackmail me.
I say pay her.
Oh, I hate being in this position.
Well, he obviously still doesn't even know that Candace is also the daughter of his maid.
Right. Yeah, it's a fascinating tale because, you know, here's this black judge who's willing to put his career on this guy who clearly has some major issues. And he's trying to climb up the economic ladder or the social political ladder. I mean, so I see all kinds of money issues going on here.
Well, let's look at the second show again on the Oprah Network from Tyler Perry. It's Love Thy Neighbor. It features an African-American matriarch in and out of her home, her unemployed daughter and her daughter's mama's boy grandson. It stars Patrice Lovely as the mama, Hattie, who owns a diner. In this scene, she talks to her daughter as she comes from one job interview and goes to another.
Oh, hey, baby. What happened?
I didn't get that one, but I have another one in a couple hours.
Oh, okay. No, come on, baby. Get it in the air.
I have time.
Oh, no, baby. You have to show up early. Employers, they like that.
Mama, if I leave now, I'll be an hour early.
The only way to ensure that you're not late is to go early.
I don't like you pressuring me like this to perform.
Baby, my man used to it. You need to learn to get used to it, too.
Okay. You know, Michelle, if you took away the laugh track and had, you know, strings there, it would be a tough scene about unemployment.
That's right. I don't particularly like the way the main character handles the daughter and the son-in-law in this because I think she could be more helpful. I mean, push people out too soon, young folks who need time to build up their financial strength. They end up coming back because they're not ready. And it's so funny because my grandmother used to say, if you're on time, you're late.
Well, what do you think's going on with these two shows? There was a huge spike when they first came on, but the LA Times says there's been this huge backlash now, a huge debate in social media within the African-American community, particularly about Tyler Perry's portrayal of women. A Rutgers professor says he's a cultural batterer. So now there's been a huge tune out. Do you think it's just because people are not liking the depiction of women, especially on Oprah's network? Or do you think there's something else at work here that who wants to see something that is too close to home?
I actually think it's probably the latter, and maybe they just don't like the shows. Honestly, I think there's way too much pressure on Tyler Perry to represent the black race. I mean, listen, there are a lot of bad white shows on, too. There are a lot of bad images of white people as well. But as I watch it, I see lessons. Look at it from the perspective that I'm looking at it. What life lessons can you see about money? And if that interests you, then watch the show. If not, there's lots of other options.
Michelle Singletary, financial columnist for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
You're so welcome.
Of course, one of those other options, Jeremy, you can listen to the radio.
Indeed.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
For Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.